And now it's a flashback from the October 24th, 2024 show. We're going to be going back to November 6th, 2016, which was an election year as well. A famous election year, of course, when Hillary Clinton, Tweedledum, was running against our old friend Trump, who is even dumber. Or perhaps we want them dumb so they don't get carried away with wars. Don't know. That's my fear anyway. And there's a lot of stuff, not so much about the election as about ongoing Santa Cruz issues at that time. And I wish I was more current on each of the issues that get mentioned in this. This is a lengthy flashback, which also includes a couple of shows that followed this free radio show. This is when free radio was on the radio, so don't pay any attention to call in at this number interjections that I put in. Although you can call the Huff line if you have updates, if you want to really update what's currently happening on each of these issues, or if you have some corrections about, if you remember back 8 years ago what was happening, and you see some something that has to be added or subtracted or corrected, please, 423-4833 is the Huff line number, and it is still good, although you have to call, you can't text. Anyway, what happens in this particular lengthy flashback and following shows? Well, you have a discussion of Proposition 64, which made recreational marijuana somewhat legal in California and created a vast but ultimately heavily restricted and prone to be monopolized commercial cannabis industry for recreational purposes. And there is some new activity going on around cannabis around in Watsonville in terms of what they're doing, but I don't have much information about that. But you can look back and hear how folks opposed Proposition 64 because they felt it would lead to not growing hair on your palms and having shrunken brains and the usual anti-marijuana stuff pushed by, I don't know, some police agencies, some anti-marijuana folks who are sort of conservative in their, I don't know, religious outlook, or just anti-drug people, unless it's pharmaceuticals, of course, but rather pushed by people who were pro-cannabis but wanted to see it given freer rein. And there's a lengthy initial discussion about that. And we hear information about Cooper's trial. That's Cooper DeAngelo, the woman who has been leading outside family encampments for the next 8 years, because that's what was happening to her throughout that period of time, as far as I can see. Pat Colby, Pat and John Colby, brother and sister, were supporting different individuals who had suffered at the hands of the police or security guards. In this case, there's a fellow named Justin Fenn, who John Colby reported was, he was assaulted by a Library First Alarm security employee who apparently, according to Colby, had also previously assaulted other disabled folks who were outside around the library or inside in the library, or harassed them. And he, his name was Richard, the perpetrator of these assaults, in uniform and with library staff backing, according to Colby. You'll get to hear some of my discussion of that. I don't know if we ever got much from, I think we did get, we may have gotten a call in later from Pat and or John on the issue. But I talk about the importance of doing this and also suggestions for what to do when you, rather obvious ones, but still things one should remember when one is making these reports. Or I should say getting the information, making the report itself is often a fantasy. Some people have the notion that if only you report it to the police or to the Department of Justice or the FBI, all is going to go well. And Colbys have claimed they've had some success. I've had a lot of trouble tracking their success rate. But that doesn't mean it isn't true. Then we get Dan McMullen from Berkeley, who described the poverty tour, which is really relevant to the 2024 scene, because there's currently a protest, or so I've heard, up in Berkeley at City Hall, protesting the sweeps up in Berkeley, just as they're raiding and destroying survival encampments down here in Santa Cruz. They've been there for a couple of weeks now, and there's apparently a certain group of homeless activists, some of them Huff activists, are going up to be in solidarity today with this. And I think they left in the late afternoon, and they tend to stay overnight perhaps, or who knows what they're going to do there, but they're going to be expressing solidarity with the folks. I think it's the Where Do We Go, or the inheritors of the Here There protest that survived for quite a long time as an outcome of the many-year-long poverty tour, which kept going and setting up new encampments. Police kept destroying them, arresting people, or driving people away in Berkeley. And the community would provide more tents for people to return, and they'd set them up in another spot. And this went on until finally people were allowed to set up on the edge of the Berkeley-Oakland line and stayed there for several years and had tents there and ran their own community until the city pressured them to leave. Although the city initially, or I should say eventually, did provide a porta potty, I was told. Although maybe it entered private hands later, I'm not sure. Then we have an interview from Marysville, the mayor of Marysville on the street mayor. And they were, as a discussion of what was going on up there, including lawsuits and sweeps as well. David Silva is, you'll hear his voice on this tape if you remember him, activist from longstanding in Santa Cruz, died overseas in a, I think it was an illness in Mozambique. We have healing ceremonies at the Peace Church that had to do with, healing difficulties between the police and the community, which I felt was kind of bogus, because without real change in the police department, you got heals rather than healing, and you got to deal with that, as I say in this discussion. And then there's various other sort of additional treats or punishments, if you will, at the end of the 3.5-hour Huff, Bathrob Spears broadsides show of 2016. Some interviews with Keith McHenry and Alex Skelton, Keith, of course, is Food Not Bombs. Alex Skelton is a guy who, along with Joff Jones, set up art on Pacific Avenue that he was presenting for potential sale, but also as a First Amendment right and as a display. And this was the time when there were these boxes on Pacific Avenue, marked, chalk-marked, or now disc-marked areas where you're supposed to be. I think they're still there. I don't think they're being as enforced as they were, partially because of a state ordinance that was passed that presumably preempted local ordinances, but also maybe a different police policy or city council recognizing if they're going to crack down on the homeless, they better try not to crack down on the non-homeless street community as well, because otherwise, I'm speculating here, they may face, I don't really know what the real reasons are at the moment for letting up on the Pacific Avenue enforcement to some extent, because there are more regular gatherings that are not strictly legal by the Santa Cruz city ordinances. Now, who knows, maybe the ordinances have been shifted and I have not been looking as closely as I should be. Anyway, that's what's happening at today's October 24th, 2024 show, again, which flashes back to November 6th, 2016. And it's all yours to listen to and to enjoy and to learn from, to reminisce, if you wish, or possibly to look at the current situation and wonder why the hell things haven't gotten significantly better, what with the huge amounts of money being poured into. Oh, the most obvious thing is support for unhoused people, hardy har har, through agencies like Housing Matters, or Funding Matters, as it's more properly known. Questions, comments, call me. I'm Robert at 831-423-4833.